Coach, what's the challenge as you're working with this multiple front of teaching guys both the alignments for a 3-4 set and also a 4-3, because you're going to have the guys at outside linebacker come down as well? Is there?
Not really. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just like the hitting the fastball, hitting the curve, you're still trying to put, you know, your bat on the baseball. We're just trying to do the same thing. We're trying to put our hands on the blocker. So where it starts, where it finishes, like I said, it's really not that complicated. You know, we say it all the time. If this guy's got his hand down, what defense is that? That's 4-3. Well, if that same guy got his hand up, what defense is that? It's 3-4. What are we talking about?
It's all semantics.
In my world, yeah.
Benny Logan, when you were going through the draft process, the scouting process, what were the things that jumped out on you about him? Why do you think that he would be a good fit possibly for?
Well, I mean, the first thing is same with Benny, and the same with David, and the same with Damian, the same with Isaac, same with Walker. I mean, those guys are good character people. I mean, those guys are people in this organization, and what Mr. Laurie wants in this organization, those are people with high character, good leadership qualities, and they're people that you want to be around. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is, once we answer the character question, then we want to look at their football ability. I mean, how have they done? What makes them so successful? When you look at those young guys and you look at their college careers, not necessarily their own personal careers, but those guys have been around a lot of winning organizations. You know, Damian Square has won a lot of football games. Oklahoma's won a lot of football games. Isaac Remington from Oregon's won a lot of football games. You know, I mean, that's the kind of culture that you're trying to create. You know, you want winners. You want to surround yourself with winners.
What was Benny asked to do in that defense? It seemed like he was asked to occupy the block and do more of the dirty work.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of that, I don't see it that way. I mean, when you're an inside run defender, and the nature of the game has changed such that sometimes the ball doesn't go inside, so now you're forced, you know, to go outside. So, I mean, I think in any good defense, everybody has the same assignment. You know, you want to get off your block and go make a tackle. Now it depends on, he had so many talented guys on his defense that maybe other guys are making tackles, you know. But, I mean, he could do a multiple level of jobs. He's a good man. He's a good player.
Joe was intriguing from the standpoint that he's only 20 years old,
yeah.
Came out of school early, you know, still raw.
Yeah.
What did you like about him? Was it the fact that you looked at someone who had that length, that strength ability, and still had a lot of room to grow?
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to, when you see guys like that, you're trying to evaluate, obviously, what you see right now, and then when a guy's 20 years old, what you might see in a couple of years or in a couple of weeks or a couple of months. And then again, same thing, you know, from a character standpoint, who he is as a man, you know, and those are the things that, you know, you kind of, when you visit with Joe, you understand, you know, what a good person he is, and obviously what kind of family he's come through.
David King was always very productive during his time at Oklahoma. Doesn't have the best numbers when you look at, you know, combine and athletes and things of that nature. But was it the fact that, you know, he's a guy who has succeeded, a try-hard guy, that made you guys want to take him in the seventh round?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the same thing with David. You know, when you come from a football program like Oklahoma and you've had as much success as Oklahoma's had, and he was basically one of the leaders of their defense. So, and those are qualities that are important to us.
How important has Isaac Sobolaka been to the transition of the new coaching staff, someone who has that leadership capability, someone who's come from a winning program in San Francisco, someone who's been very successful in the league? How important has he been?
Yeah, I mean, Isaac is, as much as all that, Isaac's a really good man. So I think when you have players that it's easily recognizable, you know, and that's what basically what he does is he just does Isaac, you know, and the rest is easy. So, I mean, you've been around him. The people in the building have been around him. And, you know, everybody benefits when you're around people like that. You know.
How impressed have you been by Fletcher Cox? I know you still have to see the tape last year.
Yeah.
He was someone who thrived as a rookie. Went through a lot of, you know, off-the-field turmoil, but still was very productive. And, you know, it seems like that he'd be a guy that could be very key for this defense.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's he's certainly a work in progress. I mean, he's only a year into this thing, and sometimes I think people forget that. You know, he's only got maybe probably 8 or 9 starts in the NFL under his belt. So I still think that he's working. You know, he's certainly got a great upside, but it's the same thing. You know, for all those guys, you just tried to build habits. You know, what do you do every single day? How do you work every single day? And Fletcher's got a lot of talent. You know, he's got a lot of talent.
Are you impressed with how everyone has bought in, from the rookies to the veterans to all the change? I mean, there's been a lot of change in this building in the last
Yeah, I guess, you know, I'm surprised. I don't know about surprise. You know, we've been through this before in other organizations that we've been involved with, and you know, it was the same thing. I think all people, young people, old people, when they know why they're doing things, it makes change a lot simpler. It's certainly not easy, but it makes it a lot simpler, you know, and there's a why with most of the things that we attempt to do here.
With practicing against Chip Kelly's offense, as you know, you've done for many years, how does it prepare the defenses? We're waiting to see how it's going to translate to the NFL, but from the time at Oregon, you guys always had very, very good defenses. And you always have the best talent at your disposal. You guys did a good job of cultivating the talent. How did Chip Kelly's offensive practices prepare the defense for what they would face on Saturdays?
Yeah, I mean, it's not only the practices. I mean, it's a little bit about everything. It's how you weightlift. It's how you live your life. You know, so it was a benefit to us to obviously go against the up-tempo, but I think it was a benefit for them offensively to go against a defense that could run and that would play consistent day in and day out. You know, so you know, it's perfect sparring partners.
What's your relationship with the game of football? I mean, it seems like you're someone that just loves the game of football, and I think it's that passion that allows it to, you know, transition to the guys, and that's why you're seeing, you know, this enthusiasm, this excitement from the guys. Because it seems like, just, I know it's a big picture question, so to speak. It's a deep question, but
yeah, I mean it's simple. Guys want you to just be who you are. You know, they want you to help them get better. You know what I mean? They want to deal with you consistently. Are you a person that's going to be an up and down person? Are you going to be a person who tries to act like who you're not? You know, and that's the way people want to be in any organization. So, I mean, it is what it is. It's just what it is.